USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to take cities, Mariupol has fallen except for one steel factory. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense minister in a televised meeting to cancel plans to storm Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol and instead block the steel plant so not even a fly can escape. Wildfires raging across the southwestern United States have burned down structures and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. At this time, 10 wildfires and a handful of controlled burns today are smoking up the skies in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. The United States Capitol complex was evacuated Wednesday after what police said was a probable aircraft intrusion. As it turns out, the plane was carrying members of the United States Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Baseball Park. The planned event was never reported to Capitol Police. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A man that was to face a firing squad in South Carolina is on hold.
An execution set to be carried out by a firing squad in South Carolina won't happen for now. Richard Moore's attorney, Lindsey Vann, says the stay will allow for issues involving the execution to be reviewed.
This is a case that we really feel never should have been a death penalty case, and so it deserves further review to determine whether he should even be executed at all.
The state Supreme Court has stopped Richard Moore's scheduled April 29th execution. South Carolina hasn't executed an inmate in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has filed an appeal to seek the reversal of a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The CDC is asking the department to appeal the decision, issuing a statement Wednesday that said the mandate remains necessary for the public health. The judge ruled the government overstepped its authority. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
As the Biden administration won't secure the Mexico border, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, along with other governors, are pushing back. Mr. Justice on Newsmax.
All in a year. I mean, it's amazing when you really just think about it. In a little over a year, but appreciate the other governors who are stepping up with me, and I'm honored to be with them. You know, and we'll try to coordinate and do the work that the federal government, and you termed it exactly right. It's not a matter of that they can't do it. It's a matter that they just won't do it. That's all there is to it. There's a sinister scheme here to bring in these people and have them flood us in every way, and it's a crying, pitiful shame. I mean, there's so many bad actors that are coming along with lots and lots and lots of drug issues. There's everything in the world, and it reaches all the way to West Virginia. And so with all that, you know, maybe we can do something. We'll coordinate our efforts and we'll work really hard to try to put as much pressure and to do as much as we possibly can to curb this really bad, bad event.
Skywatchers will finally be able to enjoy the thrill of shooting stars again this week as the April Lyrids meteor shower returns. Records from Chinese Chronicles show they've been appearing regularly since at least 687 BC. Chinese records said stars fell like rain, and that's been mentioned again at least a dozen times since then. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.